Now they care. 43% of surveyed CEOs fear AI's impact on their own jobs. By Lucas Nolan on April 16, 2024. A recent report from InDigital reveals that a significant number of UK-based CEOs are grappling with the potential threat AI poses to their own positions, while simultaneously pushing for its adoption within their organizations. TechRadar reports that the rapid advancement of artificial intelligence has left many CEOs in the United Kingdom feeling uncertain about the future of their roles. According to a survey conducted by InDigital, which polled 600 CEOs, nearly half, 43%, expressed concern that AI could potentially replace them in their current positions. This fear, however, has not deterred the majority of these executives from embracing the technology, with 76% of them launching training boot camps to equip their employees with AI-related skills. The report highlights a striking contradiction in the attitudes of these CEOs. While 44% of them believe their employees are not prepared to handle AI adoption, and 34% even want to ban the technology altogether, a significant proportion, 45%, admit to using AI tools to complete their own work, often passing it off as their own. This revelation has sparked criticism from industry experts who view this behavior as disingenuous and unfair to employees who are being discouraged from utilizing AI in their own work. The push for AI adoption by executives has been met with skepticism by some, who argue that the technology is being marketed as a solution to non-existent problems in the workplace, primarily driven by a post-pandemic slump in the PC sales market. Critics argue that the practical applications of AI are still unclear, and the energy put into promoting it as a game changer may be misplaced. The report also sheds light on the broader issue of workplace culture, where executives often implement rules and restrictions on employees that they themselves do not adhere to. This rules for thee mentality has been observed in various instances, such as the reluctance to embrace remote work and the recent claim by Dell that remote workers may not be considered for promotions. Read more at TechRadar here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.